Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on Sunday, July the 28th, our last Sunday in July. Wow, what a summer we're having. Interesting developments, interesting arrivals, interesting passings, and fascinating challenges going on in the world. So I welcome all of you to the events of your life that we shall bless and lift to a higher level. We're going to start by opening up our community line because it helps us to know better where you are, what you need, and what's going on for you. Sometimes it may just be to say thank you. And other times, to ask for a blessing. So, area code 212, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I'd like to ask for two requests for two people. The first is, his name is Nick. It's a friend's nephew who was in a very bad bike accident in Jacksonville, Florida. And he's hanging on and just needs every prayer he can get to help him pull through this terrible accident that he had.
I'm so sorry. What is his name again?
His name is Nick, N-I-C-K, Nick.
Oh, L-I-C-K.
Nick.
And Nick.
Yeah. And the second request is for a friend of mine who passed on this week, who was well known in the music business, Art Neville, from the Neville Brothers in New Orleans. And I'd just like to ask a prayer for his soul and spirit to wing its way to heaven and for his whole family and friends who, of course, in mourning. It's a big loss to the community in New Orleans.
Oh, of course, of course. And I have a big part of my heart in New Orleans, too.
Yes, so, I know.
Yeah, so yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That I know will be a blessing to them.
Thank you so
and,
much, Glenda.
Yes, and I don't know if Eva is on this call. I don't see her, and I would imagine perhaps not. But I just wanted to share with the community that her beloved husband, Charlie, passed on this week. We have offered blessings to Charlie and for Charlie and for Eva for many years, as long as we've been doing the blessings. And he left with great peace, no pain, happiness, and family around him. So we are so sorry for your loss, Eva, and so happy for his peace. And we see Stormy's on the line. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. I'd like to first offer gratitude for the new Jesus Loves Me song that I sing, and in particular, the theme of it, to Christ awareness I belong, to Christ awareness I belong.
Oh, that's beautiful. I could say that could be my anthem. it really could be.
Yeah, you heard me sing it really good at Will and Shirley's one evening.
Yes,
and
I know.
I stood up and says, it's time for me to sing. And everybody stepped back.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Stormy. And I see Eva is on the call. Hello, my dear.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, this is Eva. I just want to say thank you for all the people that were giving blessings. And yes, we are. We still feel his peace around here. And, you know, I said, why would I fear this all the time, to think that all I wanted was for him to be completely well here on Earth. But actually, I know he's far better than anything that we could have asked for him here on Earth, even if he did get totally well again in the physical. So the peace that he has left us is just amazing. And we are thankful for that.
All of his love that he had for you.
Yeah, and it's truly amazing. Yes, so we are blessed, and we thank you so much.
well, we are really sorry for your loss, but happy for his gain.
Yes.
His new birthday.
Yes, his new birthday. And his birthday was just on the 4th of July. That's when we came back.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
We came back home, and he was eager to get home. And I really think, I think now a part of his eagerness to get back home was he wanted this to happen here, not even though maybe it, he wasn't totally aware, but I believe at some level he was aware,
yeah,
and wanted this to be a place where he would depart from, you know, from here. So,
yeah.
So we are thankful.
Sure. Well, our prayers are with you and your family. And just stay in that peace and that love.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yes. And I do feel that I believe it will last. You know, it's, and so now I can feel that anywhere, anytime when I'm out, instead of thinking of him being here
exactly.
In. So, yeah.
You have done your grieving for years. Now it's
yes.
time for joy.
Definitely.
Now it's time for joy.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
Our love is with you. Tony,
yes.
You're on. And thanks for being here. Tony is a place I would love to be, which is the Big Sur on the beautiful coast of California.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm visiting my tiger. Tiger's, he's in the last few months, he's found a wonderful new job where he gets to be a property manager for someone who owns a big, beautiful piece of property, actually a couple of pieces of property down here. So that's right up
good.
The alley. And he's doing great. He's happy as a clam. So,
oh, that's
it's really
great.
Fun to come. Yeah, he and I have been doing sky adventures together for like 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice thing. It's, every time we get a chance to do something like this, it's just a huge treat and a blessing. It's interesting, something we have going on today. So this is a bit of a rare event. This can happen with some regularity, but it's intensified. So we have what's called the finger of God, and it's fairly exact. The most exact part of it is Pluto and the moon. And so the Pluto and Saturn part is transforming for deep layers and levels of structure. You know, I've mentioned this for months and months. And it's going to continue to go on for a while. But today, and for the next 2 hours, it's very exact. The moon and Pluto are working together in such a way that our inner balance, our inner awareness of balance, is favoring and supporting that transformation process on multiple layers. And what's there's another side to this configuration. The other side is Mars. So we have Mars and an asteroid called Pallas, and that's wisdom. And so wise action and inner balance are facilitating the graceful transformation of structure right now. And so this is, this will certainly persist throughout the afternoon, but also somewhat into the evening. The main part of it is the moon. So it's such a beautiful thing that we have something like this that coinciding with our blessing call. So I just wanted to mention that and say it looks like something that's got good energy for us.
That's great. That is wonderful. Thank you, Tony. It's always good to know what is happening in the larger sphere of reality, because we are a fractal of it. For those of you who, in case you don't know what a fractal is, it's a study of patterning. And you may have observed that our galaxy is a spiral. And the basic form of all life is a spiral. The way petals come out around a flower and so on. But it's not just any kind of spiral. It's a spiral with a pattern. And anything smaller inside that pattern, the larger pattern, replicates it on the smallest, tiniest scale. So what's going on in the heavens is going on Earth. What's going on Earth is actually going on in the cells of your body. This is why we cannot just step away and say, oh, well, I'll let somebody else deal with the world. There are probably a lot of things we cannot change. But, well, more than probably, there are many, many things we cannot change. But we can pray about them. We can offer our blessings to them. And we can make sure that the negative part of those patterns are attended to within ourselves. Because by changing patterns within yourself, interestingly enough, you can actually contribute to the change of patterns at a larger scale. It was proven some years ago that a butterfly in China could change weather patterns in the world. Yeah, it's this is not fiction. This is actually what was demonstrated many years ago. I could give you a scientific reference for it if you needed it, but anyway, was there more you wanted to say about what's going on in the orbs around us?
Just to echo what you're saying, I've found evidence over and over of this. It's kind of a revelation about those connections between the fractals, the small patterns. So it's another case of what Yeshua points to as the connection between our insides and our outsides. So what's happening at scale inside us and pervasively within us, happening pervasively at greater and greater scales everywhere around us. So science has been telling us this, but it's an experiential revelation that we can have too. So I love your description of that. Thanks for mentioning the fractals. I think that's one of the most helpful things because it's grounded in our direct observation and also in what science is reflecting to us.
Oh, that's great, Tony. That's great. And, you know, even though we take for granted that the power within the life of Christ was so great, well, why couldn't he change the world? Of course, why couldn't he? But just think about it for a moment. Here was, even though God incarnate, he was a man. He lived as a human, he lived as a man, he died as a man. Okay? But he changed the world. Why and how? Because he knew that by changing the patterns of configuration within the human genome, within human potential, within human social configurations, he could change the world. Yes, we say, okay, of course God could change the world. But from the outside, you know, our Father, God, rested on the seventh day. Regardless of what you call the 7 days or what you think they are, we are told very clearly that the presence of God is I wouldn't say passive kind of love, but it's a non-interfering kind of love that supports us and intervenes as necessary. But he's done with his creation. He incarnated as Yeshua in order to change the patterns from the inside out. So that was done. Now, I don't expect that by me changing my patterns, I'm going to change the world. But I have certainly contributed to the improvement in life of many, many, many people. And you can do the same. That goes for everybody on this call. And so when you receive a blessing, receive it for yourself. Allow it to be for yourself. And then absorb it. Allow it to extend into the world. And that doesn't mean you can't pray for those you care about. You can. And they will receive your blessing as well. But they need to receive it from inside themselves and let it work its way out. Okay, Tony, thank you for the report of our great solar system. I am now here joined by my little buddy that comes to do the blessings with me. I tell him, hey, mommy's got to work, but he's got a misconception on that. He thinks work means feeding me, playing with me, taking care of me. Work means being a mommy. Okay, well, the buddy always shows up to do the blessing, and he's here. It's so cute the way he does that. We have a caller from area code 707. I'm here. You're here. You may need to open your line. Hi.
This is Teresa. How are you doing, Glenda?
I'm doing great.
I've never done this before, but I'm thinking everybody's kind of asking for prayers, and I'm thinking that I'd like to ask for some energy for myself. Being a caregiver, I really give very little to myself. Everybody else is first. So I would like to ask for some support, I guess, toward my health.
And, good.
Yes, and the to be shown whatever blocks are keeping me from loving myself to that degree. You know, I really like
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're doing that. And you know what? You really are by nature a server, but you need to learn that you can actually serve more from the inside out. And so let's bring those blessings into you and give you the strength, the joy, the love, the healing, and just the imaginative grace to be all that you are in the world. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's your name again? What's your first
Teresa.
Name again?
Teresa.
Lisa?
Teresa.
Teresa. Okay.
I talked to you a few minutes ago, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. Well, it's so good to have you talk up on the blessing call.
Thank you. Okay.
And if there's anyone else, our queue is empty right now. I could talk. You know, I've got plenty of things to say, but I do like to hear from our community. I like to know how you're doing and what's happening for you. Jean Marie, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. Yeah, last week I had asked for blessing for a certain medical procedure on Wednesday, and it went impeccably well. I had changed locations of that, and I'll get the results on Thursday and hoping for an outcome as good as the procedure went on Wednesday. And also,
and indeed it will
I am
be.
Actually going to get out of Kansas for a few days next Sunday until the following Thursday, and I just ask that my trip be completely blessed. I haven't been anywhere for 5 years, so.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, since I adopted my rescue Tilly, Kitty, I haven't even been on an overnight trip since I got her 4 years and 3 months ago. So I am looking forward to a different change of scenery, the ocean, and yes.
Ooh, nice. Where are you going?
San Diego.
Okay.
Beach, salt air, ocean that I miss so much. I lived out there for the better part of 3 decades on the West Coast. So, yes. And actually also something else I just found out that is going on, I realized that I have some bites that I've never, ever had. I've never seen such bites in my life. But my health coach figured it out Friday, and they are ectoparasites, and they are nasty. And he said I'm getting getting them from the cats I take care of that are outside. There are four of them, and I've taken on feeding them twice a day when their human died on Christmas Day. But he said that's where these bites are coming from, so I am treating all the areas where they are and I am when I feed them with diatomaceous earth, you know, rather than some awful poison. But anyway, I just ask blessings that that whole situation can be resolved for me and the kitty. There's one that weaves itself in and out of my legs everywhere I go. One of those. There's always one of those.
And oh, I know how that is.
Yes, and I'm sure that's what it's from, but they are the really the doggondest, most god-awful bites I've ever experienced in my life. So just help with that, please. And they
well,
last
Jean,
a long,
just
long time.
Keep expanding. Keep expanding and enjoying your life and take all the goodness in.
Oh, yes, and a break from Kansas and the bugs.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
Those are my requests for the day, and thanks for the blessings regarding the reason
okay.
for and hoping for a good outcome. I'll find out.
And remember all of this in your own prayers, okay?
Thank you so much, Glenda, and the blessing community and all the great beings.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye for now.
And Julie, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I would like to ask for a healing blessing. I had an injury to my neck, shoulder, arm area about 4 years ago and got treatment and had everything under control for the most part for quite some time. Every once in a while it flares up when I fall asleep sitting up, which I did this week. So I just would like a blessing for that to be healed and just to move on forward.
That's great.
Thank you
well,
so much.
You're welcome. I've got you on my blessing list, and you pray for this in your prayer.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. There are some people I see on the board I have not seen in so long. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. It's really amazing. I like to go through the list and see everyone on the call. And I just want to give a special blessing to everyone here. And I'm so glad that I have your names in, at least for some of you, because it helps me to see. You know, I remember all of you by name when I go into my blessing and offer you the best from Christ. Mary Smith, you haven't talked in a long time. How are you? Okay, well, I'm going to spend a little time talking. Oh, here's Mary. Yeah, I saw your name and I just wanted to hear your voice. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, perfectly.
Okay, well, I just love you so much, and I love this community and this blessing, and I haven't spoken for a while, but you know, I will say, whenever I do speak, Glenda, you just have the most remarkable way of answering the deeper questions that I don't even ask sometimes. So it's always a blessing to listen. I always gain so much from what the community shares and just from the marvelousness of being able to be at this blessing. When you think of all these years and all these Sundays and just continued flow, that's just what a grace that we
Nine
can share
years.
This. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's just, and you had called the blessing the Ship of Hope once upon a time, and boy, if that isn't the truth, it is my anchor and my ship, so thank you so much for Everything you do, Glenda, and thank this community. I love you all.
Okay. I did a painting called The Ship of Hope. It was online for the longest time.
Yeah.
And never got around to making replays of it. Maybe I should.
I remember that painting, and it just, it's really a testimony because this, there's just so much grace that comes from this blessing, and that's what it is, that, you know, when things look, when the waters look murky, I remember that ship that I'm on. So thank you for all of that.
You're welcome, welcome, welcome. And thanks for speaking up.
Okay.
We are this afternoon, we're finishing up our blessing. After the blessing, we're doing the last of our, the last session of our webinar, and that is called Attracting Your Own Miracle. But in many ways, it's just the theory and truth behind what happens every Sunday in our blessing call. Because by asking, you're attracting. By then praying, while the energy is being given, you're attracting. Whenever you pray, whenever you ask. And I don't mean just ask with words. Sometimes we ask, the better asking is done with doing something. Going out, you want to ask for flowers, you don't just ask for them. You go take weeds out of the garden, put some fertilizer on the flowers, maybe till the soil. You know, doing is sometimes the best way of asking. You want to have a friend, bake some cookies and share them. You want to have a happier dog, play with him in the sprinkler, and so on. So asking, don't forget that asking is most of the time not with words.
Right.
It's a gesture of interaction. Communication, the most powerful communications are not with words. The most powerful communication is connecting with eyes, a smile, a hug, or just spending time. How does a child spell love? Let me tell you, it's got just four letters too. Also, it's called T-I-M-E. You could sit there, do your knitting, do your, answer your emails on your phone. You just spend time with your child. And that's called love. It's not always about talking. It could be sharing a movie. It could be sitting in a swing. But communication is essential for life. All of life communicates. Part of my developed career, adjunct to the spiritual work I do with Yeshua, but part of it has to do with the essential oils. Why would a plant create the essential oils? Well, it accounts for two fundamental biological processes that go on in plants. First of all, they have to draw up moisture. But the oil allows for them to create cell walls, vesicles that are little, like the equivalent of arteries in a plant, through which they draw up the water, because it takes polymers to create the sides of a cell wall or the side of an artery that doesn't dissolve when water passes through it. In other words, there's a binary language within the plant, and it uses the oils to create its shield. It uses the oils to protect itself from insects, or to attract butterflies and bees to carry the pollen it creates to propagate the life of this species of plant. So it uses the oils and the water both for different functions of life. Now, what's that got to do with what I said? Well, both of them have to do with communication. The clouds come over, they drop water on the soil. That's communication from the atmosphere to the earth. The plants draw up the water. The water nourishes the cells, but the cells couldn't exist unless it created oil. That is the polymers that can contain the water. It creates little tiny bubbles inside the plant. And the oils and the water together create the life force of the plant and the ability for the plant to make seeds or pollen, whichever way it goes to propagate itself. And so all of this is communication. Now, when we wear the essential oils, what we're doing is communicating also. We're letting those around us know more what we need. We're attracting to ourselves more of what we need. And we're giving voice to nature about what we need. And believe it or not, nature will talk back to you. It will call you when you're in the grocery store to which vegetables and plants you need. It can tell from what you give off in your aroma if you will just listen. It's all about communication. You have to let yourself open to communicate. And you could say, well, Glenda, some people are just so nasty, I don't want to talk to them. Okay, I can accept that. And Yeshua turned away from people who were not ready to communicate. He turned away from them, though, without judgment. He just simply recognized, these people can't hear what I have to say. He said this even to the apostles. The apostles said to him, Lord, why is it you tell us all these things and you don't say them to other people? And he said, my friends, because they're not ready. I give them what they're ready to hear. And that blesses them. You know, actually turning away from a grumpy man or woman is a communication. And it lets them know you're not going to buy into their negativity. It lets them know that they need to shape up or maybe nobody will talk to them. You actually have communicated. But to do it without judgment is the key. Because if you judge them, they won't learn from you. If you just pass them by and say a silent prayer and say, oh, Lord, will you touch this person with your grace? And I can tell they're hurting. Help them the best way you can. They'll get the communication. Trust me, they will. As long as you don't judge them. It's okay. It's okay to move on. Just move on with a prayer and move on with good vibes and say it in your own blessed way. There are people in the office at work, or you might meet at the post office who just, maybe they're going through something horrible in their life. And to talk to them with words would actually offend them. But to talk to them with silence and respect and a little quiet prayer, giving them a little space and a little tolerance, they'll hear it. They'll hear it in their heart. And God will come forth and use your prayer to bless them. So, no, you do not have to make a social occasion out of everything. Yeshua didn't. Why should you? Social occasions are not necessarily the best thing for everybody. Someone will come forth when they're ready for that. But you can still offer a prayer and a blessing to everyone. there are people that would not be safe for you to meet up with right now, but you can pray for them. We're all in the same family. I know we're a dysfunctional family, but it never hurts to just be quiet and pray. It never hurts, blessing givers, to offer a blessing and let the blessing do whatever it can to heal those who need it the most. Sometimes when people are grieving, a hug is all that's necessary. I was so glad to see that that Eva has found her joy. And I know that Charlie has also. There are times when I have lost loved ones and I just wanted to be alone. I knew everyone else in my life cared. I could feel it. I knew God cared. I could feel it. But I needed to be alone. Why? Because I wanted to remember. I wanted to remember the good times. And just for a little while, shut out the world now that didn't have my loved one in it. I just wanted to be there and remember. And I know, Mary, you can relate to that because you worked in hospice for so long.
Yeah.
And there are those who work and serve in hospitals, and you know at times when a person is in pain, there is no greater blessing than peace and quiet. But that is a very special form of communication if it's given with love. See, there's the difference. And sometimes that's how Yeshua blesses us the most. You say, why doesn't he show up and talk to you? And I'm saying he is there giving you peace.
Oh,
giving you freedom.
God bless you.
Giving you freedom to make a choice. Not interfering, just loving you. There are so many ways to communicate. And I'd like to leave you all today with a thought for you to have in your next meditation time. How many ways can I communicate? But it all starts with love. It all starts with non-judgment. Judgment is how we break away. If you want to break away and really not communicate, then go ahead and judge your little heads off. You won't communicate at all. But if you want to just find a safe place and communicate through silence, then don't judge. That's how it works. So with that, I'm going to call for a blessing. Blessing givers, join me. And just know that your blessing will be received to anyone in this earth, on this earth, or has recently departed this earth, who is open to a blessing. Just be the beloved. Be there with Yeshua. Without judgment, without attitude, without anything other than the peace of God and the glory of God in your heart. So, let us begin. Everyone else, just be relaxed and open to receive. Uncross your legs. Uncross your arms. And definitely uncross your thoughts. No contradictory thoughts allowed. Just be open with every possibility that could be. Okay? Yeshua, we thank you for always being with us, for allowing us to be as we are and judging us not, for receiving us in whatever way you find us, knowing that we have many ways of asking, and we always welcome you, even when we don't realize that we ask you know that we have, and you're there. Now, on behalf of everyone, I ask for your love, your graciousness, your companionship, your healing, your joy, your answers, your guidance on the adventures we may take, your everything. And thank you most especially for all that you've already given. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to finish receiving. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.